Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, an opportunity for us as talkers, for we talkers. Does that mean we're small talkers, or does that mean we're talkers? We are talkers, I know that.
You're a wee wee.
Thank you very much. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here to review the top 10 items on the charts from Talkers Magazine. From our perspective, the war and things going on politically and all of that stuff, things to talk about, the heart and soul of discussions on the issue-oriented, a lot of the talk. Not every talk program is represented here, just pretty much the political talkers, which have been the mainstay in talk radio until recently, when there are other programs, and I say this self-servingly, like the Good Day program, that doesn't make its stock and trade all about politics. But generally speaking, there is so much focus on these things, according to talkers, when they talk to the program directors and the folks who are hosts and the station managers and things, they come up with this list every week, and that's what we use as a basis for our conversation for the most part. When Jennifer's here, I don't have the benefit of Jennifer every day, so I once in a while come across a California story that I want to probe with Miss Horn.
We're number one in crazy stories in California, I think.
Yes, you are.
We give number Florida one. A run for their money.
So apparently officials have issued a smoke advisory and a red flag warning. A couple of counties, like Riverside County, I think, is one for this fire. You have a new, I thought we didn't have fires, but apparently there's one that's burned 2,400 acres and destroyed a number of homes.
We've had a pretty slow fire season this year. We had a lot of rain last year. I don't know if that helped. Plus, there was a couple of pretty heavy fire seasons in a row, so you think that that kind of burns through some of the ammunition that's on the ground. But
pardon the pun, yes.
Yeah. This week, though, the Santa Ana winds were back. It's been very, very windy and very, very dry. Warm, but not super hot, but you're still in the 80s, which doesn't make it that much easier as well. And so, we had a couple of hot spot fires that fire crews were able to put out, but this is the one that's kind of gotten away. Cal Fire's been working on it. They're calling it the Highlands Fire. It's kind of, if you can visualize in your mind where San Diego meets Riverside County. It's in the Temecula area, a lot of wine stuff around there. To the east of Temecula is where this fire is burning. So it's kind of in a remote area, but they've lost structures. They've had to evacuate people. There are still people out there. It's just not highly populated. And I think the last time I checked, they lost three structures, one of them a business, one was a residence, and one was something else. And it's tough. You know, the wind makes it really difficult to fight these fires.
All right, so that's that story. Now let's get to number one. Sometimes I do these in order. Sometimes I pick and choose the lists themselves. I guess I can go through the list, and then we'll go to number one, because I think that's the one that ought to have as much of our time as possible. The death of Bobby Knight and Matthew Perry is at number 10. The still continuing conversation about the outrage in Maine with that shooting last week. The ballot issue.
All the signs that were ignored.
Completely ignored. The abortion ballot issue in Ohio is number 8. Number 7, those who are involved in the presidential race. Number 6, Tommy Tuberville and his stranglehold on military appointments, getting the rest of the members of the GOP pretty burned up. The policy the Fed announced this week to not change interest rates, and what's the impact that's having on the economy? More importantly, what's happening to your money realities? That should be the primary focus here. The agenda of the new Speaker of the House is number 4. Trump and Trump Jr. and the legal situation that they're in.
What happened?
No, there's an editorial there about how stupid these kids are on the campuses with their protests, man. It is supposed to be the seat of learning. It is the seat of ignorance.
This makes my stomach. It just makes my skin crawl. Ugh.
Yeah. Blood boil. And then the war itself, number one. So let's put, they don't have a clue. They don't know what the reality is. They're listening to what? God knows what. All right. So one and two kind of, we'll put them together if we may, Jennifer, starting, with the fact that, Blinken is there, pushing for more aid. What I don't understand is why he's in Israel to push for more. The aid comes from them. Didn't they just pass, on Friday a bill, with about $1.4 billion or something in aid for Israel?
So what's been interesting, so let's just talk from the money perspective. There's so much here to unpack and so many weird flip-flops and things. But
there's sort of four legs of a stool here to talk about.
And like maybe even a few extra that are toppling over at this point. But so with the money, Biden asked in his address to the nation, remember he did the primetime address. He wanted something was it over... it was lots of money, and he wanted money for Ukraine, more money for Ukraine than for Israel, some money for Israel, and then some money for the border. And he wanted to put those all together, and he wanted Congress to act. Well, the new Speaker of the House, who I am loving more and more every single day, and they're throwing stones at him saying he lives paycheck to paycheck. That's what I want. I want someone who's not enriching themselves off the back of the American people. Thank you so much.
More an objective thinker, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, he said that he didn't want to do these multi-spending bills and that we were going to do one thing at a time. And so the House of Representatives this week voted and passed a package of aid for Israel, which was exactly what they were asking for, maybe just a smidge more in ammunition and equipment and money and resources to fight their war. And instead of just passing the bill, and here's what you should love about this guy, he said, we're not doing this anymore. We're going to pass bills and not know how to pay for them. He said,
we're
going to take money from the 80 million, bazillion, gazillion dollars that Biden wanted to give to increase the IRS. We're going to pull that money and we're going to, well, some of it, not all of it.
Yippee!
He's lost some of it.
Okay,
and
I think
put
I
it
like
into
him
this
now.
So we have something to play, to pay for it with.
Uh-huh.
And so he got, by doing that, he got everybody on record who's a snake, Democrats and Republicans, who love to package bills together so that they can hide in all their pet projects and make all their money. And so now you've got a clean bill to aid Israel and people are going to have to say yes or no. And so in the House, they passed it through. Some Democrats voted against it, I think 40 of them. And now it goes on to the Senate and to Joe Biden's desk. And you now the pressure's on them. Are you going to sign this
Biden
without
says
all
he's
the extra
veto it,
stuff?
Didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, why? If you want to support Israel, support Israel. Go back and do the rest. But I don't know.
What a bunch of phonies. I'm with you. I understand what you're saying about I don't care for his points of view on some things, but in this case, this is an organized, the usual scenario is organized chaos.
They love war because they all make money from it. So now let's just do it nice and clean so we can see what's going on.
All right. So now the next thing is the debate over who is responsible, A, for the beginning of the war, and B, the missiles like the one that hit the hospital. And this goes on and on, like it makes, at this point, a difference. Okay. At this point, you got to figure out where you're going and why you are going there, it would seem to me, anyway. I talked to my friend Uri Geller this week, who lives in Tel Aviv in a little village called Old Jaffa, which is on the sea. And he described, as he was watching, the missiles flying over his house. That, in this case, were not aimed properly, so they ended up in the Mediterranean Sea. Because these guys that are shooting off these missiles are not very good at it. And that, with the Iron Dome, protects Tel Aviv pretty well. But still, think about it. Think about you're sitting on your back porch in a nice summer evening. Yeah, and you watch the missiles go over, like, hello. Anyway, there is a rumor floating around now, because Uri was the one who actually got me started about this on the first day of the war. He said, I don't understand how it is that we were surprised. Well, in fact, apparently they weren't surprised. There is a story that has some credibility attached to Netanyahu suggesting this was all a way for him. Now, you know, you can poke holes in any number of these pieces of the argument, but Netanyahu is in trouble politically. he wasn't going to be able to put a government together, and his future was in doubt. So all of a sudden, there's a war, and everybody unites behind Netanyahu. The government is all on the same page. We're hugging and kissing Biden. The two of them couldn't stand each other 5 minutes before the first blow of the war. So, you know, is this all a coincidence? A lot of people think it wasn't a coincidence at all, and that the Israelis are too good to be surprised by something like this.
I don't think they thought that it was going to be the scope of what we see. I mean, they were talking about this week, putting babies in ovens. I mean, this was
Right.
I mean, I think Israel, to some extent, is always thinking that they are going to be attacked, and they should, because that's what people are saying.
That's what happened.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I think there's probably some gray area here where, yes, you were expecting an attack because, hello, they want to wipe you off the map. But I don't believe in my soul that Netanyahu would have thought that it could have been the scope of what happened.
Right. Yep. So anyway, and one of the things that also is part of this picture is the journalism or lack thereof, the journalistic credibility of the reporting. And that sort of plays into what's going on with these campus protests, because on social media, these youngsters are seeing things that are not true or contorted at best. And they're coming up with this stuff that makes no sense to anybody who can think. So more importantly than the war is what is going on college campuses, and how are these kids that are supposed to be there to learn, are they getting this information? What are they learning about misinformation? Right?
What I think kills me is that it's this false story that it's about Palestine and a two-state solution. They don't realize that Hamas is a terror group that's vowed death not just to the Jews and to Israelis, but to the West,
Americans.
Western culture, America. Yeah. And what I think really frosts me is that these dummies, these ding-dongs, are out there marching for gay rights on Friday and then marching for Hamas on Saturday. And they don't realize
Hamas
that Hamas
kill every
has
gay
no
person
appetite
that they get their hands on. Yeah.
The only thing they'd like to do with the gay person is knock them off a roof. And that's no joke. And so it's just, it doesn't line up with the ideals they say they present.
All right. I'm just, it just is amazing how we have fallen for the social media tricks. It's 18 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. There's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited 5 free, get 3 free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 past the hour of the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts regarding the charts, the information, the stories, and the people who are on the list from Talkers Magazine this week, the last part of October, first part of November. And so during this part of each hour, Jennifer, as you know, on the Good Day program, we focus on social media things, the stuff that we get from people at Good Day Networks, because that's our handle for all of the social media. And then there are those bits and pieces of info that come about what celebrities are saying that's being transcribed on social media. And then there's Stephen King this week.
Uh-oh.
Who sent a message to Elon Musk. The message was, change X back to Twitter. Twitter, right. The name, and all this foolishness every time you see X, formerly known as Twitter. Well, why do you have to put that in there? Are people that dull that they don't know that X?
I agree. The name change is lame, but Elon Musk has made Twitter a much better place.
Well, some people think that and some people don't. Depends on, like everything else, it's become a political thing. Stephen King is not exactly in the same camp as Elon Musk is politically.
Or me, so. For that matter.
Right, exactly. But apparently the words have had some weight with Musk, who haggled with King publicly about what a fair price would be for X Premium. I think, wasn't it $8 a month or something? And King said, what are you doing? You're ripping us off. So they went back and forth in a debate that took place on social media platform. So anyway, should it go back to Twitter? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. He's invested so much to make it X, but I've never even called it X. I always still call it Twitter, so maybe he should. Who knows?
I think most people do it, actually. All right, Dolly Parton and Kid Rock. This is interesting. This is all over the place. Yeah, well, but the trending stories here are about what Dolly has called the terrible era of woke. I think that was her. Cancel culture, she says, is terrible. So anyway, she's released this duet with Kid Rock called Either Or.
I love this.
Yeah, I've not heard it. Have you heard it?
Well, I haven't heard it, but first of all, I love Kid Rock because he just, you know, gives zero you-know-whats.
It's in your face.
Dolly Parton,
in your face, yeah.
He's also in my camp. And Dolly Parton, I think, I've always wondered what she was like if she was worried about the woke stuff. And I love that she's sitting with Kid Rock to do something. That's great.
Yeah, well, it's been again, sort of the people who are the critics, music critics, what are you doing with this? And he's a bad guy, and
no,
you're so wonderful.
No, it's an overreach, though. I mean, when you start canceling everybody, Hollywood eats itself. I mean, we've seen that. Like, woke politics have eaten up this whole industry.
Yeah, ridiculous. Anyway, she says, I don't condone, I don't criticize, I don't condemn. I love everybody. And why in the name of God couldn't we all take that on as a, Anyway, what she said was, we all make mistakes, referring to Kid Rock. We don't all get caught in the mistakes, but also when somebody makes a mistake, it depends on who they are. That's what God is there for. And I happen to believe in God. I'm a faith-based person, so therefore I'm able to see it like that. A lot of people don't, but even still, everybody deserves a second chance. You deserve to be the innocent until you're proven guilty. And when you're proven guilty, if God can forgive you, so can I. If God can forgive you, we all should forgive one another. Anyway, that's pretty heavy stuff, I thought. And here's the story also all over the place in Celebrity News. Riley Keough and Priscilla Presley's deal for her to get $1 million and to get buried next to Elvis has been approved by a judge.
Sure.
Good. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. All right, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, given them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now 34 after the hour. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here going through the charts for the week of October 30th to November the 3rd. And one of the things is sort of a countdown extra. The Jennifer and I are just talking about how crazy the world is. The Rockefeller Center has picked its Christmas tree. Hello. This is the first weekend in November.
Yeah,
and
it's
they
officially
chosen,
Christmas season.
Apparently. It's a 12-ton, 80-foot-tall Norway spruce from upstate New York, Vestal, New York. So it's an 85-year-old tree that they killed. They murdered this 85-year-old tree. And it's on its way to New York this weekend. It will be set up on the plaza by next Saturday. They're going to put 50,000 lights on it. 50,000 lights.
Wow. I love that. Have you seen? You've, of course, seen the tree around the Center.
Yeah, right?
So beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It sets the tone right next to the ice skating rink. It does. It sets the tone for Christmas. But for God's sakes, it's Christmas is 7 weeks away. How much can we milk Christmas?
You know what I think? I think the fact is that Christmas kind of makes people feel good, and people are sad.
Music, maybe that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put my tree up next week and try to drum up some cheer around this place. We'll see what happens.
Right. Yeah, okay.
We'll see if it works. But I think there's something to it. Plus, the other part that I've noticed as I've gotten older is it's a lot of effort to put up holiday decorations. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just going to put them up for 3 weeks. I'm going to let them sit for a good 2 months.
Well, that's an interesting thought. And you're so good at decorating. You're so good at having parties and stuff. I think that's a credit, obviously. To you, it's just
thank you. But yeah, if I'm going to do the work, I'm going to enjoy it for a little while.
Yeah,
it's just too much, especially the tree. I mean, you know, I decorated a little bit for fall and some Halloween stuff and everything. And that okay, that took me about an hour. But Christmas takes me a full day, and so I'm gonna enjoy that, man.
To back up a little bit before we get to Christmas, there's the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade. Thank you very much.
Oh, Thanksgiving?
And,
what?
Yes, right. Right. And Cher apparently is going to be the star of the show. Even though she said this week she didn't like her voice, she didn't like a lot of her music, but she certainly likes what's in her bank account, be sure of that. And so there you go. Okay. The situation with Matthew Perry, number 10, Bobby Knight, that was something that was, he was 83 and he had a lot of issues, but Matthew Perry was 54. There are a lot of people who are saying that he died because of his vaccination. There are a lot of different philosophies.
That.
But the fact that the medical examiner has not said publicly what the actual cause of death was, he had a heart attack, he drowned, or maybe something else. And so this just gives fuel, this gives more credibility to the rumors about whether he, you know, whether the shot is what killed him, whether his
allergic
reaction.
Well, I'm just happy to see that, first of all, we have to acknowledge, and you know I'm not a fan of the shot, didn't have it, won't get it, all
no.
of that stuff. But,
yep.
I don't know that we can always jump to conclusion, especially with someone like Matthew Perry, who had such a very
public
battle with
addiction. Problems. Oh, yeah.
And
right.
he beat himself up. I mean, in his book, he just said he spent $9 million on rehab. He almost died or overdosed 16 or 17 times. I think he was in and out of facilities. The guy really struggled. And you could tell the toll that it took on his body. Even when he was sober, his speech patterns were different. I mean, you could just tell that what was left behind was a shell. And so I'm happy that the coroner didn't find any meth or fentanyl in his body, but we're going to see what was in there. And a lot of times if he was on anti-anxiety medicine, which they said they found in the house, and you get in a hot tub, the hot water has an effect, and I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
They will not tell you, however, if it was the vaccine. They will not tell you if that was the case. But I'm glad he didn't have drugs in his system.
All right. So number seven this week, excuse me, on the story list is the focus on politics and the presidential contenders. Although I found the most interesting political story this week had nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with Tommy Tuberville, even though that's an interesting story.
Tommy Tuberville.
Presidential race. The most important, I thought, most interesting story, maybe not important, but interesting, was the FBI raid on Mayor Eric Adams' home. And what they're looking for, the campaign, illegal donations, supposedly the Turkish government is involved, so I don't get
this
how
is
that,
strange. And think about it, because Bob Menendez just went down, or is fighting for his political life with Egypt, connections to Egypt.
That's right, it was Egypt, sorry.
And now you've got Eric Adams' top fundraiser who's in trouble, and he actually canceled his meeting at the White House this week. Remember the Blue City mayors, like Karen Bass from L.A. and Brandon Johnson from Chicago, Houston, I think.
Was it dubbed the Blue City Mayor Conference?
Yeah, that's what they kept calling it. Blue City mayors go try to get some help on immigration. And he canceled the trip, which he was the loudest advocate for, so that he could go deal with whatever this fundraiser had. So I think it's interesting. Also this week, a story that didn't get a ton of attention, and I'm very curious, is that on the floor of the House of Representatives a couple of days ago, the clerk read that Nancy Pelosi was subpoenaed for information in a third-party lawsuit or something like that. No one's picked it up and run with it and said, what is it? But
why would that be announced on the floor of the House?
I don't know. This is what I'm trying to figure out. They read that she had been subpoenaed, and I'm curious to know why and who, and if there, I mean, maybe there's nothing there, and there might not be, but it's just, it's a weird thing to have happen so publicly, and then it disappear.
All right. Well, let's see. What do we have here? Number three, the legal battles of the Trump family. Donald Trump's son blaming the accountants for the errors in the company's financial statements. He went back to the witness stand in the civil fraud trial, testifying that he doesn't remember the details of several documents that we've shown in court, but the Trump Organization accountants, what is it, Mazars, is that how you pronounce it, M-A-Z-A-R-S, would be better acquainted if you could get to them to deal with the specifics. So anyway, there are a lot of people who are looking at this. You seem to have some fun with it. I didn't realize that he was that closely intertwined with all of this. I guess I just, you know, the organization and son. Where's Eric, by the way, in all of this? Eric Trump.
He's there.
Where is he?
So yes. It's interesting because all of the Trump kids are supposed to testify in this particular trial. So you've got Don and Eric who testified this week. Ivanka had asked to delay her testimony, and I think President Trump is supposed to testify on Monday himself. He's going to take the stand. He's not shying away from any of this. But Trump did come out at an event over the, I think, the over the last week and said, you know, these guys are just picking on my kids and they're coming after me. Now,
of course, that's what he's going to say.
But I'm glad he's saying it. I mean, that's the response of a dad. But the kids have actually, you know, run the business. Eric especially is really hands-on with the Trump organization right now. So, of course, it's appropriate for them to testify. But one of the funny moments in court was that Don Jr. looked over at the sketch artist in the courtroom and said, please make sure when you draw me that I look sexy.
Okay, good. Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Hey. All right. Anyway, the next item of interest here is Tommy Tuberville, who's never been a favorite of mine. You probably love the guy, but he's just such a blowhard. But I'm not sure that this is, I don't know whether to come down and this is good or bad. The Senate, over his objections, they maneuvered around his blockade to at least confirm three top military officials. But the fact that this one guy, I think the question here is, how does this one person hold up, hundreds of career advancements in the military? How does one person do that? That's kind of what's wrong with the Senate rules, isn't it?
Well, think about what people have done in the past. There's not only Tuberville, but look at Matt Gaetz and eight people got a new Speaker of the House. I mean, there is power in the individual still in the government. But it seems that Republican senators did a floor meeting. They did it for, I think, like 4 hours, and they called up 61 of the nominations for votes. And I guess they were able to kind of bypass him a bit. He's talking about something that's important, though, and that's the degradation of our military and the fact that we're putting all of the emphasis on woke stuff and, you know, drag queen stuff. And it's just we're the military.
Yeah, who gets what operation?
Personal lives of the soldiers shouldn't matter. We should not make it the we need to make sure that these are men and women who are prepared if, God forbid, they need to go into battle.
Well, everything's become, going back to what the Dolly Parton story is all about, everything's the cancel culture and wokeism. It's really become pretty disgusting, frankly. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, it's just,
some of the stuff is important and good.
Your personal life is personal life. It shouldn't be a part of military training.
Meanwhile, speaking of the military, Ukraine's top military commander said the war with Russia is at a stalemate. Nobody's moving. They've been the front line. Has moved 4 feet in 4 months. That's it.
See, this is the difference, and this is where the conspiracy theorists, I think, really crank up. If you look at the coverage in Israel, you see reporters from every network that are out there that are showing the attacks, that are on the ground, that are showing the war. In Ukraine, we never got that. And so that's why a lot of people question what's really happening, because there's not a lot of image of real battles going on between Russia and Ukraine. And it's curious as to why that is. And then you also realize how much money the United States has dumped into this war. And you go, wait a second, maybe somebody's benefiting from the United States spending all of its money. This area of Eastern Europe really benefited. I mean, you can say that we want Ukraine to beat Russia, which I absolutely 1,000% do. But you have to also acknowledge the corruption that is prevalent in Ukraine and in Eastern Europe.
So it's all part of the way they live.
Correct. So if you dump money into the government, I mean, is this becoming a new business or is this actually helping buy ammunition? And there's been no oversight. And this is why I'm really happy with the Speaker of the House, who says if we're going to continue to spend money, we need to see where the money that we've already sent went, because we can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very different. The lack of transparency with two wars now happening side by side is really interesting.
All right, number five is the Fed policy this week and the economy. Thought it was interesting that Charles Schwab laid off about 5% of its workforce this week. They had 35,900 employees at the end of September, and now they have 2,000 less because of the economy, because of the fact that people don't want to invest in things that are not secure. They're not taking chances as much as anything else. So they're downsizing some of their offices. So they want to save like $400 million in expenses. I thought that was a pretty interesting reality check. All right, Jen, we are together here at 48 After the Hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the story list from Talkers. We are publishing this at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com, so you can see the list there every week. At number 10, Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight, both passing. That's captured a lot of attention for sure. At number 9, the conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried. At number 8, the Ohio abortion ballot issue. Number 7, those people who are still contenders in the presidential race, on both sides, actually. Tommy Tuberville, the senator, and the stranglehold he has on military appointments is 6. The Fed policy and the economy is 5. The speaker's agenda is 4. Trump and Trump Jr. and the legal situation they find themselves in is 3. The protests and anti-Semitism on campus is number 2. And the war in the Middle East is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller at Calitrin. One of the things that confuses people sometimes is when you are trying to contemplate the actual value of this program versus another. But it takes a commitment, I think, as much as anything else. You got to really decide that you want to lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off?
Like you said, a lot of those other diet products out there, they're short-term fixes. They're quick fixes. They're lose 10 pounds in 10 days. You know, with Calitrin, it's not going to be a quick fix. You're likely not going to see just a whole lot of weight loss results in the first week or two. But you give it time to work, and you're going to start seeing that healthy weight loss.
So what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. All the information is on our website, toploss.com. You can also call us with questions. The number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you check out, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Thank you, Elizabeth Miller.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers Magazine. So as you have an official list, we play this a couple of times during each of the hours, the countdown hours and the talk radio review hours, so you know exactly what is on the list, which you can find again at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, a tie for obvious reasons between Matthew Perry and Bobby Knight. At number 9, Sam Bankman-Fried. Number 8 on the list, the Beatles, with the release of that song Now and Then. And number 7, candidates for the presidency on the Republican side. Number 6, Tommy Tuberville. Number 5, George Santos. Number 4, Mike Johnson. Number 3, the Trumps. Number 2, Netanyahu. And number 1 on the list, we don't have Joe Biden Jr. We have the two Trumps. We only have one Biden on the list this week, and that's the president at number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the big stories from this past week, according to Talkers Magazine. Stephen Wiseman, who is a college professor, also a lawyer, expert on scams, is with us every week at this time to go through the important legal aspects of some of the legal stories on the countdown list. The conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried is number 9 this week on the countdown. What do you make of that? He could get 110 years. Many people asking, why are they waiting till next March to sentence the guy? Why didn't he get sentenced when he was convicted? Good question, eh?
It is, but what happens in that is after someone is convicted, they do the probation department does an investigation, and it's really a good thing to consider all of the aspects of that person's life to see what would be a good recommendation as far as the sentencing. Waiting till March, yeah, I think that's a bit long. But this case, it was fascinating in the sense that you had 10 million pages of documents. The case went on for weeks, and the jury was out for 4 hours. You knew that this was going to be relatively quick when the case ended, and the judge said to the jury, if you guys want to stay a little late tonight, I'll get you pizza. And sure enough, they came out just a few hours later with it. You know, it showed one of the big things is often white-collar criminal cases, and particularly something dealing with something as obscure as cryptocurrencies, all the defense has to do is confuse the jury. And particularly here where the criminal intent is important. And, you know, Fried's defense was all along. He never had any intent to steal. He didn't really know what was going on. Maybe he was negligent, but that was it. He also had that hubris to testify where his words got totally turned against him. And you know, there's a reason most criminal defendants don't testify. It's because they usually get nailed with it. But this is a good lesson to people. What happened was, yes, he was misusing the funds. He was making political contributions, living a high lifestyle, loaning money to his hedge fund, all improperly. But when that got leaked, that information got leaked, there was a run. There was a run on them, people trying to get their monies back, just like you used to conspiracy with runs on banks, and it collapsed. However, when you get a run on a bank, you get FDIC insurance. Cryptocurrency, people are thrilled because it's not regulated. Now they're frightened because it's not regulated. There's nothing inherently wrong with cryptocurrencies, but they need to be regulated more. And quite frankly, there are so many people investing in them that don't understand them, even the legitimate ones, let alone the ones that are scams.
Speaking of understanding, the number eight, that's number nine on the countdown. Number eight this week is the Ohio abortion ballot issue coming up next week. I think a lot of people don't understand because it's been on the ballot before. The questions have been convoluted, switched around so that only somebody who's got a PhD in linguistics can understand what the hell the questions are about or how to answer them. This is one of the travesties, I think, of our system. So what is there for the people in Ohio? How do they separate the two sides, the two issues here?
This is something that you and I share a real concern about. When you look at the ballot questions that come out, the language is written in legalese, and no one speaks legalese, no one understands legalese, and you really can't tell what your vote's going to be. Fortunately, in most states, what the there are groups such as the League of Women Voters here in Massachusetts who will send out a booklet before the election,
right,
that provides not just the actual ballot question, but tells you what it means and how to deal with it. But, you know, I'm not sure that that communication is done enough so that you have really an informed electorate. And without an informed electorate, you know, how can you rely on what the results are?
Yep. And what can you say about Trump and the Trump Jr. presentation in 30 seconds?
That the boy's main defense is either, I don't know, or, I don't know, I just signed this. I don't know any of this stuff. I just sign what comes in front of me, and then cotton lies.
I just do what I'm told. That's, you know,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. Let's see how far that goes. And, all right. So, it's always an interesting week here. The idea that there are so many different things that people don't understand. I wish we had time to talk about the campus protests and what legally is going to come out of that. That'll still be going on next week. Let's make it part of the agenda. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.